Libby, do we have any public comments?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sherry, is it Hewlett?
Hewlett.
Hewlett.
Okay.
And Paul Hewlett.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for having us here today. And we're just here to express our concerns about the chicken ordinance.
Interesting. Okay, all right.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I did write a note to, I've had a couple of communication with Mr. Testerman, and I wrote him a note on January 19th about being a part-time, should be full-time resident of Cape Charles. I've owned property on Madison Ave for almost 10 years. Approximately 8 months ago, a neighbor obtained chickens and erected a chicken coop in her yard. I'm writing to voice my strong objection to this conduct, which is both a nuisance and prohibited by current town regulations. The bedroom area of our home is only a matter of yards from a chicken coop, and we're awakened by the noise when we have our windows open. Smell is unpleasant, and we're not happy about this. We came to Cape Charles to enjoy the beach community. We do not live in a rural area and didn't anticipate that we would be confronted with livestock in the confines of our town. We believe that individuals who want to engage in farming activities should reside in areas that are zoned and suitable for farming. The small lots of municipal township are not appropriate for farm animals, and to be clear, these chickens are not pets. They remain outside, and their main purpose is to produce eggs for consumption. I've been advised that there are specific town regulations which absolutely prohibit this conduct. I merely write to ask that the town enforce those regulations and require the individuals in town who are maintaining chickens to remove this nuisance from their property. This was January 19th I sent this, and I haven't heard back. No response. When we heard that you were meeting all tonight, we came down and to express our concerns. One of them is being noise. They are noisy, and they're annoying, especially to our bedroom window. The coop is approximately 25 feet from our property line. They wake us up at 6 a.m. The odor, you know, chickens are smelly, and if we want to entertain our backyard, we don't feel like we should have to smell the chickens. Disease, I've had 5 specific reports from the CDC, highlighting multiple state outbreaks from human salmonella infections linked to live poultry and backyard flocks. One in November 2013 where 356 people were infected. One in November where 158 people were infected. October of 2012 where 46 people were infected. October 10th, 93 people were infected. And October 26th, 95 people were infected. The CDC clearly states that infants, elderly people, and those with a weak immune system are more likely than others to develop...
20 seconds.
I'm sorry?
20 seconds.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
You have a 3-minute time limit. You've now down to 13.
Sorry. Okay. My husband's a 12-year cancer survivor, and fighting his disease, he underwent 2 major surgeries, one in which he had 74 lymph nodes removed from his face, neck, and chest. Because of this, his surgeon says he has a weakened immune system, and those are the people who are mostly affected by the chickens.
Thank you very much for your input. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.